Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back, singing about that... That little town over there in Atlanta that's basically been swallowed up by Atlanta now, Doraville. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to check out the video. Every week we have a new video right there on the homepage. And of course, that comes from our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And don't forget, while you're at my website, subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon for free. And don't forget to take the poll question, too, right there on the homepage. Luke Vandermiller is our guest. He's a VP with the Principal Financial Group, and we're talking about their 10 best winners and what they've learned from them. Let me see if I can say these companies real quick. Association for International Research, Consolidated Federal Credit Union, Education Commission for Foreign Medical Graduates, Greeley and Hansen, Home Builders Institute, Postal Credit Union, REDF Marketing, Viridian Credit Union, Water Environment Federation, and Western National Mutual Insurance Company. A competitive insurance company, Luke?
They are an insurance company based out of Edina, Minnesota.
How about that? An insurance company recognizing another insurance company, folks. That's pretty fair and balanced, if you ask me. Those are the 10 best companies from which... the results that Luke and I are talking about, the things that they've learned about what these companies have done to promote employee happiness, engagement, well-being, their welfare, in addition to the pay that they got some benefits, and you were telling us about some of the things, Luke, that you learned, some of the key takeaways. One of them was to go from do it for them benefits to do it with them benefits. What are the other two things you learned?
Well, the other two things, the trends we've seen over the last decade is in addition to the one that you just mentioned, the second one would be moving from kind of a cookie cutter approach to more of a customized benefit program. Well, let me give you an example of that. Instead of just saying, well, we got to have health benefits, we have to have retirement benefits, and then we're good. What these companies have done is they've taken a look at the specific needs of their employees. And for example, you might find an organization who says, boy, we got a lot of young employees, and a lot of them are looking to continue their education, and we want them to do that. And so maybe as part of our benefit program, we provide some sort of tuition assistance program for them to continue their education. On the other hand, you have an employer who said, you know, I have a group of employees, kind of that baby boomer generation. They're starting to really start thinking hard about retirement. And maybe we look at more of a long-term care benefit to be the addition to our benefit program.
So you move the resources around depending on the life of that person.
That's exactly right.
The life and their age and what's going on, their family situation, all that.
That's exactly right. The third thing that we see, Jim, is, you know, it used to be that when you talked about security for employees, you were really talking about financial things. You're talking about retirement benefits, and you're talking about, you know, health insurance. And now what we've seen is the definition of security for employees is now considered both kind of financial and physical. So 10 years ago, you wouldn't have seen very many mentions of any sort of wellness benefit. And today, to really make that 10 best list, you probably have to have some sort of a wellness program.
Right.
And that could range from... you know, just a health screening that you do each year for your employees. It could be an on-site fitness facility. It could be providing some, offsetting the cost of a health club membership. There's lots of different ways to do that. We've seen a lot of very creative creative minds working as it relates to wellness programs.
I remember the first time, and our buddy, your colleague Renee Schaff and I were talking about this. I remember probably 10 years ago, one company, I think it may have been a credit union, that they literally got rid of their smoking room and turned it into a wellness room. They literally did away with a room where you could smoke and made it a place where you could go and to get exercise. And
yeah,
that was great. That was part of that company's wellness program, and they also were paying, were sort of motivating through compensation as well, employees to quit smoking. And
right.
and by
you
doing
that,
by doing that over a period of years, that's one of the ways that they not only kept their employees alive longer, but they increased their engagement of their employees. Their costs, their healthcare costs were down, and their turnover rate was down.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. The you know, a company that puts together, working with their financial advisor, puts together a really thoughtful wellness program, will see engagement of employees, and they'll see lower healthcare costs long term, and that's where some of that return comes back to
right.
to that organization.
Well, and these are all little things that whenever you've got a good employee and somebody's trying to steal them from you, if they're aware of these things, if you've helped them to not forget what your company's done for them, these are little things that hold on to them for you, don't they?
That's right. You know, you look at the last 10 years, Jim, we've been through all sorts of different parts of the economic
yeah.
cycle. We went from, you know, the tragedy of 9/11 to, a period of really uncertainty in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've heard from these 10 best winners, that their employees, when they feel like they've been taken care of through their benefit programs and they've been listened to in terms of what they need,
yep.
They remember that in both good times and more challenging times.
Absolutely. Principal.com/10best, right?
That's exactly right.
Check it out. Luke Vandermiller. Hey, Luke, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
Say hi to Renee for us.
I will.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.